As the announcement of the date for the upcoming parliamentary general elections in Jamaica nears, the Electoral Office says constituency offices will open on Saturdays to facilitate the collection of voter ID cards starting this Saturday. This is WAVS News. The EOJ says the offices will be open to the public from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. It also says opening hours have been extended in an effort to facilitate registered electors who may not be able to collect their voter ID card during the regular opening hours. Director of Elections Glasspole Brown says the move is to both make it convenient for electors to collect their voter ID cards and to facilitate the seamless casting of ballots on Election Day. Brown is appealing to all electors who have not yet collected their renewed voter ID cards to take advantage of this opportunity so they may have it come Election Day. In Barbados, back-to-school retailers reassuring parents that uniforms and supplies are now in stock despite early delays in shipments that left some early shoppers disappointed. Managing Director of Abeds, Eddie Abed, says preparations began early, noting that some parents started shopping shortly after the Barbados Secondary School entrance exam results.
We found a lot of parents at that time absolutely were interested in securing their children's uniforms, and we've been seeing it then. Regrettably, some of our more popular sizes were not available at that time. Since then, I can tell you without hesitation that we have 100% of our orders in Barbados, in our stores.
Managing Director at Woolworths, Martin Bryan, meanwhile, also reporting initial delays, but notes that all stock should be in by next week.
Some of our categories are a bit late, like our game shorts have not arrived as yet, some of the sizes. One of our suppliers was late with their white material, so we're getting that all like now. One of our other suppliers, his last container arrived on the weekend, so we're also getting that today. Yes, we have the early birds in July, but majority we find that it is a trend more like after Kaduma is over.
Police in Region 7 in Guyana have seized what are being called 23 bulky parcels of ganja and methamphetamines, according to the police. A Guyanese man who admitted to being in possession of the narcotics and his Venezuelan reputed wife were arrested, according to police reports. Police say the entire cordon and search operation and a man's reported admission were also video recorded by the police force's cameras. In Trinidad and Tobago, meanwhile, a marked police vehicle damaged early Wednesday morning while on patrol in Valencia, prompting an ongoing investigation by law enforcement officers. Police reports say Police Constable Ram Kalawan and Acting Sergeant Francis were conducting a roving road check in the Valencia Police District when they heard a crashing sound. The officers discovered that the right rear door glass had been shattered. A piece of grey concrete block was found nearby on the road, believed to be the object used in the attack. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.